Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. The overnight blasts in Beirut's southern suburbs sent huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky and shook buildings kilometers away in the Lebanese capital. Thursday's strike along the Lebanon-Syria border, about 50 kilometers east of Beirut, led to the closure of the road near the busy Masna border crossing. Israel said it had targeted the crossing because it was being used by Hezbollah to transport military equipment across the border. U.S. officials say the U.S. military struck more than a dozen Houthi targets in Yemen, going after weapon systems, bases, and other equipment belonging to the Iranian-backed rebels. A U.S. official tells VOA the strikes included the use of the Navy-guided missile submarine USS Georgia. UN Secretary General Mark Rutte, who took up the role this week, visited Ukraine Thursday and pledged to prioritize the alliance's support for Kyiv. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ukraine wants to use Western long-range missiles on targets inside Russia. Rutte made his position clear.
Targeting Russian fighter jets and missiles before they can be used against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure can help save lives.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was asked whether he feared the world was forgetting about his country amid escalating conflict in the Middle East.
The best option to not forget about Ukraine is to respond with weapons, to give the appropriate permission.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
This is VOA News.